Blog Talk Radio.
You're getting stoned to Setting the Tone Radio.
Look, I get it in, I'm a home man. All the ladies say he's lying, they don't really want to leave him alone. I never follow the crowd, I'm setting my own dreams. Baby girl, I'm setting the tone. I'm a trendsetter.
The Dictator, and this is Setting the Tone Radio Live. I am excited. It's Memorial Day weekend. You know, it's Sunday, and as always, we have a great show for you. Now, most of us, we are actually out here enjoying the sun and enjoying the weather and enjoying the food, but have myself, Dictator, to bring it in real quick for you, along with my co-host, the awesome Big Izzy, is in the house. Big Izzy, you here in the studio with me?
Yeah. Although I am going to say, man, you're going to have to stop calling me Big now. I've been working out. You know what I'm saying? I lost like 2 pounds.
Well, you're the one who said Big Izzy, man. I mean, shoot, it's my fault. I'm just saying. What's going on with you, man?
Yo, man, I want to take that back. I lied, man. I just came from my homeboy's barbecue, and Lord, have mercy. That they throw down. They had the ribs over there. My homeboy's wife is Italian, so they had some homemade bruschetta, and it was just, oh my God, I think I might have overdone it, man. So, you know. Man, listen, shortly thereafter, brother. Shortly thereafter, it's going to be mercy woke for me.
Well, it's all good. Actually, I went to a barbecue this weekend myself. My brother's birthday. Shout out to my brother. Happy birthday, Bill. You know, we just chopped it up. Actually helped put together a grill. Well, to be honest, he actually put together the grill. I like screwed and unscrewed like 3 screws. You know, it's all good, though. But, we went ahead and chopped it up and played. I wanted to play a little space, but just didn't get to it. I really wanted to because, you know, it's hard to get a good space game going on in the A down here, man. Like I was telling you guys.
Thing I ain't doing, I told y'all last week, I ain't playing no cards with black folk when it's hot outside.
Come on, man.
Be in an indoor controlled environment, you know, where it's, you know, not too hot, not too many flies rolling around. No, I ain't playing black folk when it's, you know, it's no space with no black folk. You know, and y'all know how to act when it get hot outside. Y'all ready to fight.
Shoot, you tripping, man. Listen, man, I love space. I don't like to fight. You know, I try to keep it really cordial, but people just get upset. They get so upset with me sometimes that they be wanting to fight. They be trying to tear down my name, calling me all kinds of names.
Yeah.
So I kind of see what you're saying, man. I just like to have a good time, you know?
So I like to have a good time, too.
I can't help if I'm that good.
Oh, Lord. Black folks don't know how to act when they get hot outside, man.
They really don't, man. It seems like there's always a spike in homicides when hot weather comes around, or at least warm weather. Whenever the winter breaks, and it could be 58 degrees, you know, you'll get people out there with guns and shorts. You know,
speaking
like, I'm putting on some shorts and I'm going to grab my
homicide,
gun.
Yo, did you know something today? I've heard about it before. And I didn't get a chance to necessarily experience what it was. I didn't experience it now, but I see. Do you know what spike is?
Spike?
Yeah.
What? No.
Spike is synthetic marijuana. These fools up here, Tone, listen. These fools up here have been smoking it. People have been overdosing. There's been a couple of deaths up this way, man.
It's spike. Fake marijuana.
It's fake marijuana. And they roll them up out of
people
those cigarillos.
Smoke anything.
Listen, I posted a post about it on Facebook. Yo, oh my God, if you smoke weed, right, just period, I got to look at you a certain kind of way. You know, but I mean, you know, fine, go ahead, do what you do. You know, it's been around, it's going to be around, and I'm going to change that. But I'm just wondering, you know. And then if you smoke fake weed, listen, man.
Wow.
The dude, he rolled it up and started smoking it. It smelled like stale feet. The cigarillo smelled like stale feet. The fake spike, it smelled like fish almost, like some stank coochie. I was just like, yo, you smoking that? He was like, yeah, bro, this the way. Yo, come on, try.
I got that stink.
Watch on your face, man. Like, I'm not smoking that. Man, you out your mind?
Oh, man. That's messed up. I got that super.
Yeah. Listen, man. It was
tampon smelling joint. That's messed up.
Yeah. That joint was kind of nutty.
Wow. Shoot. Now, is that similar to like K2? Is that the other thing they're calling it?
Yeah, because K2 spike is the same thing. It's synthetic marijuana. It smells so bad. It smells like a homeless bum. Like Port Authority.
I'm hearing it's called Spike, and I'm hearing it's called Spice. I guess it was actually launched in 2004 over in the UK, but by 2006, it pretty much gained a hold of the market. And I guess it's like the generic term for all synthetic weed, so, or cannabis, if you will.
Listen, it
and,
smells
you know, I guess
so bad. It
smells
terrible. Oh, my God.
Now, why are people dying from it? Because if it was released in the UK, does that mean that it was actually sold over-the-counter, or is this a street drug type of deal?
I think it's a street drug. So what it is I think that it's whatever maybe they're making it. They're making it with, and it's just not working out well with people. So it's just like, if you consume a little bit, you'll get a little bit of the, like the guy, he smoked it, and then he just got like, it was almost like he was sipping on lean. So he just got like really, really like, it was almost to the point like you've seen somebody on heroin before. Like he was like damn near drilling out his mouth. And I was like, yo, what? I was like, yo, you're like, you're losing that life right now.
Well, you know what the problem is that people aren't watching old school movies and listening to old school music. I mean, and when I say old school, I don't even mean 70s and 80s, because that was good music and good movies. But I'm just talking about the 90s, because if you were to watch Friday, and you were to watch Smokey when he went around and smoked with some friends that he, with some people that he did not know very well, what was it, the Hispanics or somebody, and, you know, he started itching and he was running around in his drawers on the street. I mean, if you watch that, then you know, don't go smoking stuff you don't know anything about. You know, I think that they're spraying it with maybe like not over the counter, but prescription drugs, and you know, who knows? Like you said, maybe some sort of heroin or something. It could be laced.
They smoke spike. They smoke K2. Shout out to the rest of you losers that smoke embalming fluid. Like, how do you, like, yo, get your life, man. Like, I'm not saying you can't do nothing to try to help deal with your problems, or, you know, if you just do what you have to. I mean, God, late, man. Yo, you put embalming fluid in a potty, man. Like, you're just going to turn around and just put that in your, I don't know.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. Now, I hear there's a little political unrest over there in Cleveland as well. I guess they were getting ready to move. It was pretty tense when the officer was acquitted. And so
I'm not worried about anything else. It's not like, you know, the whole narrative with police is, well, he was black and we fought. So based upon what we fought, not upon what we could prove, but based upon what we thought and what we felt at the time and our fear, we have the right to do anything. So anytime you put yourself in that position, like I said, it gets kind of crazy, because you can't find one officer who's like, yo, I just went up to the guy and I talked to him and I de-escalated the situation. There's always the cop who says, oh, well, I was so scared. And that's how you look at it. You take away from the fact that this is the job that he actually signed up for, as far as bravery. That's why they get this training in the month. Not so that you shoot everybody. Well, he's scared of.
Well, you know, one thing I do like about what's going on over in Cleveland. Not that I'm happy about what's going on. I'm getting a lot of feedback, so I'm sorry about that. Yeah, not that I like what's going on with the acquittal of Officer Michael Brello. Churches are getting together and other religious groups in that area. About 40 of them are getting together and saying, hey, we need a change. And that's one thing that's been missing in our black communities is that there's no mass movement of people trying to make change other than when something happens just right off the top. You know, if something happens, then all of a sudden we want to march and we want to riot, but there's nothing. There's no set of groups other than the usual Al Sharpton and a couple of other activists that want to, you know, be in the limelight or whatever. But we need our community leaders to come together and put something together and get people going on a regular basis as opposed to when there's tragedy. So the fact that they do have the churches, you know, and 40 of them, so it's not like just a couple of churches, but, you know, 40 churches getting together to protest against the region's police brutality, or, you know, the region's overview of the police brutality there. I think that's a great idea, and I wish more communities would do that and support each other, because we can't wait for our government to take action when we're not taking action ourselves. That's just my thing.
We definitely can't wait for our government to take action. Other news, in this past week, there was a shootout at the Twin Peaks restaurant that involved a black biker gang. It was like, you know, 80% or 90% all white Caucasians who opened fire on each other after they got into some sort of argument inside the restaurant. I think the reports were saying that there was a loss of life. I think 9 people ended up dying. No CNN, no Fox News, no Bill O'Reilly, no Sean Hannity, no Combs, no nothing. Nobody to go ahead and say, oh, my God, the moral fabric of the white community has gone, you know, from sugar to the SHIT. There was nobody to go ahead and protest and say, oh, my God, we should be so alarmed about guns and gun violence. There was nobody to say that what these white guys did were wrong. But y'all camped out in Baltimore for a week when people burnt the store, right, and looted, you know, and quote-unquote rioted, even though out of, like, you know, the hundreds of protests that they had spent that week's time, it was a very, very, very small sect of black folks who were doing that. You know, that Wolf Blitzer didn't show up, that homo Don Lennon didn't show up. Like I said, there was no other news coverage to go ahead and vilify these white, you know, President Obama didn't get on TV, you know, this Oreo, and then call all these white guys thugs who went and killed people. But when the black kids threw rocks, oh, they're thugs. We need to do better in the black
community. Well, you know what?
Shout out to all the coons who supported that foolishness when they talked about black folks, and they have nothing to say about these white folks who are out here shooting people. You're not talking about one or two people or exchange, you know, you're talking about a stone cold shootout that killed 9 people. 9 people ended up dead, and ain't nobody have nothing to say. Shout out to all of y'all, because y'all are the real MVPs.
Wow. Well, I will say, Izzy, I will say, Fox News, you know, and the rest of them did say, they did call them gang members. And actually, about 100, I know Fox News reported just a couple of days ago on the 19th that approximately 170 members of these motorcycle gangs were charged with engaging in organized crime on Monday. So, you know, 170 members.
A hundred guns confiscated. Police and at each other. Police came in there and started dumping on everybody. Where was the week-long thing about, you know what I'm saying, the thing about, you know, fatherless white children? Where was the expose with Lisa Walters? You know what I'm saying? Like, where was all of this other stuff? There was just like, oh, a shootout. Next in local news, you know what I'm saying, 2 black guys, you know, robbed a 7-Eleven. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, then all of a sudden there's some psychologists on there from Morehouse or George Washington University, and there's all of this, you know, psychoanalytical babble. But we just had, listen, 100 guns confiscated in a shootout that killed 9 people. Shame on y'all, man. Shame on y'all. I had to scratch my head on that. I was like, yo, where's President Obama? I know he about to call him, all right? No.
He didn't touch that one. Well, you know, it was a tier 2 threat, and it was classified as a tier 2 threat with the Texas Department of Public Safety. And so, yeah, I guess it was pretty serious. Sounds pretty serious. You know, they had the FBI serious. There. They had SWAT team members there. They had, yeah, it was a whole bit. Yeah, it was a whole bit. So it definitely was a big deal. So that's pretty interesting. I would like to see an expose to see if there's any sort of correlation, you know, or comparisons made between these members and their families or their education level or anything like that. That would be quite interesting, actually.
Hashtag criming while white. I don't know, man. I'm on a freedom fight to expose racism myself, man. I think, you know, like I said, race is one of the lenses in which I view the world. And I think that it's very good because we can see, you know, in terms of fairness and how people are treated and the opportunities that they're given and outcomes, you can really start to see, you know, when racism exists and when it doesn't exist. And maybe I think, let me go ahead and just state the disclaimer that sometimes when people are petty, they can be seen as being racist, and that sometimes may be, you know, a concentric circle. But whether you're petty or you're racist is a very, very fine line. For example, we just had the new Fantastic Four being put out,
right.
And now they have Michael Jordan is playing the role of Johnny Storm. Listen, do you know how many people have been on the internet expressing their public disdain and mistrust and how they don't like the series all of a sudden? This was one of those things that, you know, like after like Pirates of the Caribbean, I think this is another one of the series that had edged like, you know, after Harry Potter had edged like close to like $1 billion. Like it did good.
Right.
It made a lot of money. Now all of a sudden it's going to fail. Now all of a sudden it's doomed. Oh, they don't trust the guys at Fox. This is a poor casting decision. Lord knows when they had the VH1 special. They had all of those terrible black actors being played. Nobody had nothing to say. Lord knows when Elizabeth Taylor or Monica Bellucci played, you know, Cleopatra, you know, who is the queen of Egypt, which is, you know, in Africa. Even though people want to call it the Middle East, no, it's actually Africa. It's basic geography. Nobody had nothing to say.
Mm-hmm.
When they went ahead and showed, you know, a blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jesus, you know, who, again, was over from the, you know, quote-unquote Middle East, and they had all of these white actors playing it, Passion of the Christ, nobody, not one person mm-hmm. had nothing to say. But the very second that they had a brother play a role, tone of a non or pretty much of a fictional character. This isn't going to work. He's a fictional character. The Fantastic Four is not reality. It's fiction.
And they still went in.
Shout out to y'all. You're super petty / racist. I'll put more emphasis on racist other than being petty. Shout out to y'all.
Well. Speaking of racism, I wanted to also get your opinion on Obama's Twitter and how people were going in. You know, and most of them were good. But first, before we do that, let's take a break. Let's get our break in, and we're gonna come back, and then, you know, right after that, we can get into what's really going on with America. And we, of course, we got to talk about some Memorial Day stuff, you know. Shout out to the soldiers out there that sacrificed their lives. So we'll be right back into it. Radio Land, listen to us. Call in if you want to.
You ready? Do it chic style one more time. Come on. We'll be right back.
You're getting stoned to Setting the Tone Radio.
All right. So here we go. We are back already. Izzy.
Yo.
Man, that was good music right there. That Chic, man. That was actually live back in 2004 they performed. That was a pretty good song. Good times, you know. We don't get enough of them these days. There's so much going on in the world. And luckily, Memorial Day, we still have some good times. There's too much going on. I mean, our president of the United States, we have never had such a president with so many suspectful people coming at him. You know.
Oh, yeah.
He opened up that Twitter. He opened up Twitter, and they just went in. And there was only a few of them, I guess, but out of the, you know, millions of people that, you know, congratulated him and all that stuff. But it's just amazing that people would even have the audacity. It's like they get keyboard courage. You get on the internet and all of a sudden you big and bad. You got so much to say. You know what? He good. Obama good. Because if I was president of the United States, dictator, you already know my name.
Oh, man.
Oh, well, you know what? As a matter of fact, though, they did knock on a few doors. Some people were just making
some
statements.
And
they're, the Secret Service came by and paid them a visit.
That went to go get Osama. I done had them drop down, man. Oh, my Lord. Listen, man. Y'all is so nice in America, man, when it comes to, like, folks disrespecting black people. But when you disrespect white people, it's like, listen, man, it's like, who in the hell left the gates open? There is no way that anybody other than President Obama and Michelle Obama, you know, who are so very classy people. You know, I don't agree with everything they do, but I think that they bring a level of respect and class to the White House that I think that we've not seen in a long time. But yeah, so they said Michelle Obama was worth disrespectfully. How disrespectful is that?
Crazy disrespectful.
Welcome to Twitter, man.
And
are you serious?
Wow. That's deep, man.
That's real and that's honest. I respect it because it's real and honest, but it's like it's hopeful. It's like this is how you feel about the black guy who's like trying to do his job in the highest office of the land, being set up for failure, and he's trying to do nothing but go ahead and really, really look out for the people. Even though if he tries to do anything for black folks, they try to crucify him. But as long as he's taking after the Jews and Israel and everybody else, everybody's okay with that. And all he did was open up a Twitter account, and the first thing you say is some racist, hateful BS. Oh, my
craziness.
God. Listen, man, they probably think that all black people are like Lucius Lyon from Empire, man. I told y'all we got to stop watching that foolishness on TV, man.
I'm going to throw on an album for you, for the soundtrack. I started to go in for you, you know, because I know that's your show and all. Empire, I can't wait till the next season come out. That's good stuff. Coon TV at the best,
Empire,
you say?
Empire is like, like I said, I watched it because y'all had me too for the show, but I watched just the first couple of episodes. But then after that, I was like, I'm not watching this. The subliminals was kind of crazy. You know, the smart black guy, he had to miss, you know, be a, he had to be what was, he had to have some sort of mental, you know, deficiency, and even if he was smart, it was only because his white wife was helping keeping him afloat. The other dude was just the lamest, corniest black dude in the world, although he had to be a womanizer, and then the other dude was gay. And then, you know, the daddy, you know, of them all had to be like a liar, a cheater, and an ex-drug dealer. Like, it just, no, I'm not. Come on, man.
I mean, when you put it like that, that's horrible.
listen, don't drink the Kool-Aid, man. Yo, and the other show that really liked, but I realized that I got to stay away from is Power. And I thought that was written much better, you know, in a much more intelligent, responsible manner. But even then, I was just like, it's still supporting the same kind of foolishness. So this season, I'm banning Power.
Nah, Power. To me,
all.
Power is garbage. Coochie likes Power.
Power was this ghost that dude.
But you got to think, Izzy, doesn't Empire address a lot of different issues that really are taboo in our community, though?
Why can't you put that out there for somebody else to go ahead and stereotype black folks on, though? You know what I'm saying? Like, let's put that, like, how come if you say one thing about the Jewish community, which may be true, they haul your ass in the court at the drop of a dime? Like, Kanye West, I thought, was very, very smart in his critique of black folk, but he was like, oh, I'm going to go ahead. Remember, like, it was like, I think sometime last year, he was like, you know, new slaves, this, this, and this. I'm going to take the Confederate flag, mm-hmm. make a fashion line out of it. I'm like, well, why don't you go do that shit with yarmulkes? Go see how long that lasts you, Kanye. He didn't say nothing about them. Like, why not? Like, how come people want to direct their social experiments towards black folks? Like, no, direct them elsewhere.
Right. That's interesting. Now, like I was saying earlier, I wanted to give a shout-out to the soldiers out here that make it all possible so that we could carry on with our foolishness here in the States, our troops that's overseas and that's serving here in the States. Shout-out to you guys. I wish that we could utilize our resources for good. Unfortunately, a lot of times we are wasting resources and doing things like watching Empire when we could be learning, or having our kids watch Empire when they could be learning, more importantly, because, you know, Empire, whether you watch Empire or not, that's nothing. But when your kids are doing things, mimicking what's on television and mimicking what others are doing instead of doing what they're supposed to be doing, that's when it's a problem. And it's almost like we as Americans, we almost feel like we're kind of spoiled and stupid in a lot of ways. And I think a lot of the world sees us as that way too. But, I understand seeing what's going on out here, you know. People just don't take it. They just don't appreciate the small things in life, you know. And these soldiers are out here fighting, and they're losing their lives. And they're hardly mentioned. You know, they're mentioned one day of the year, Memorial Day.
Right. In passing.
We are out here. Yeah, in passing, and it's sad because a lot of us we're in a country where there's running water and there's electricity, even when you're poor and in poverty. Our version of poverty is nothing like what's poverty in, say, Vietnam.
Yeah,
or, you know, in a third world country.
Well, I think some of our poverty is self-inflicted, though.
Absolutely, absolutely, man. And I want
to
get into
definitely.
That.
Definitely. Shout out to the soldiers. To the soldier who's waking up at 5 in the morning, you know, and not getting back until, you know, 9 at night, you know, running his tours with a gun in his hands, you know, worried about going to go clear out a village, kicking in doors, trying to go ahead and track down some ghost-like enemy insurgent who may or may not be there, who's risking, you know, stepping on landmines and going through all of this. You know, shout out to you, you know, because as crazy as I might be, you know, at least you fight for my right to be crazy, you know. Shout out to the black soldiers who might wake up and, you know, either be, you know, they might even experience racism in their own troop, but they still go out there, you know what I'm saying, put on the gun and the hard hat and clock in and punch in and go to work. You know, shout out to y'all. You know, shout out to the other soldiers who don't even care about racism or anything, but they just want to go ahead and fight for their country because they believe that, you know, morally that's the right thing to do. Shout out to y'all. And for all the families, you know, who make sacrifices with the lives of their children, you know, shout out to them, you know, to go ahead and give us the right to sit here and be lazy and complain, you know, about all of this Facebook bullshit anyways. It doesn't mean anything at the end of the day anyways, right?
Oh, man. Now, speaking of overseas and, you know, what they're doing over there, I hear over in Ireland it has become the first nation to approve same-sex marriage by popular vote. And so, of course, they are over there, you know, getting married in the instant it went into law and all that good stuff. And, of course, the Roman Catholic Church, I guess they're going to be treading on murky waters when it comes to that. You know, are they going to marry them or what? What do you think?
Half of those priests over there is gay anyways. Lord knows that they'd be over there joining them damn choir boys. Oh, bless me.
Well,
man.
I don't know if that's gay or that's actually being a pedophile. Or is that the same?
Whatever
that
you
one the same
it,
to you?
Man. I listen, you know, no disrespect. It's just a gateway kind of thing. Like, you know, If you want to be gay as an adult, like, be gay, but don't go ahead and put that out there for kids, you know, because kids, they mimic what they see you do. You know what I'm saying? Like, let a kid have a choice. You know what I'm saying? So don't put them in that situation if you want to be gay. Because, like I said, I think it's crazy to me. But fine, cool. You know, you want to live your life, do what you want to do. You know, I'm a God-fearing man. I'm not perfect. But, you know, like I said, I don't think that. I think a lot of LGBT points or couples raise a good point when they say, well, one sin isn't as worse as the other. And I think that that's a valid point, although I would argue if you're making a choice to live in sin versus, you know, sinning, you know, albeit arbitrarily, I think that that's something totally different. But whatever, you know, no, you're right. Nobody has the right to judge you. But also I believe that, you know, like legally, I think that marriage is like cooperative economics. You know, so if you want to live with somebody and be married and get divorced and argue and, you know, be able to share, you know, tax breaks and health benefits, like, I think that you should have that right, you know, as a taxpayer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't want to go ahead and trample on anybody's rights. But for you to try to go ahead and try to take that message to the church, like, no, you're dead on all that. Like, go ahead, like, kill yourself. Go play in traffic.
All right. Well, unlike, you know, America, we have not had a president, a female president. You know, we might if we vote Hillary in next, you know, next term.
Oh, Hillary is in there. Hillary is,
yeah.
I'm going to vote for Hillary just because I voted for Obama, even though I think that she's a racist, too, and she's a liar. But I'm going to vote Hillary in there just because. Just because, you know, those little right-wing Republicans, just because I know it pissed them off. I'm going to go get all of my friends to go vote for Hillary.
With such radical views you have, Izzy, I'm surprised you even vote. I would have thought you would have said, what you going to vote for? That's coon mess right there.
No, it's,
we
it's listen,
vote.
It's you know what it is? It's coonery to vote, to say that you voted to get likes. I think it's coonery to vote irresponsibly because it's like shooting a gun irresponsibly. And I think it's coonery to go ahead and be like, oh, I voted. And then somebody asks you, like, all right, well, the guy that you voted for your local judgeship, what were his issues on first-time offenders and drug charges? What was his issues or his stance on overpopulation? You know, what was his stance on police brutality and the citizen review boards? And then people, they sit there and they scratch their head. Okay, well, you know, your city common council, it meets once a week. When do they go meet? Do you know? Your school education board meets once a week. Do you go? If people can't answer those questions, but then they want to go ahead and be like, oh, I took a vote today, look at me. You're coon, you're sucker, you're duck, you're ill-informed, and you're irresponsible. And I said it first, STT Radio, Big Izzy.
No doubt. So let me just cross that over. So they're a coon and all that good stuff for that. But yet, anyone can be a boss, huh? And they should have their own business?
No, I think that you should try to do it responsibly. But listen, if you're going to go ahead and go through the stress of working for somebody else, And as a sidebar, I did say I was going to give our Smith, Ms. Dickerson, and Rochester some bars. She's like, oh, well, you know, this census point out that, you know, people who had kids, they had a job, but they weren't making enough, but they were receiving assistance.
I'm losing you over there. I'm losing you. I think that not everyone's made to be a boss. I think that not everyone's even made to vote. I don't think everyone should vote because if they're going to be misinformed or uninformed, as you mentioned, they need not be voting because it kind of just damages the whole situation. And although they have a right to vote, I think that they should not vote. And the same thing goes for being a boss. You have the right to start your own business, but some people just shouldn't. So that's kind of my thing.
Listen, it's the same thing with people having kids. Not everybody should be parents.
Yeah, I don't. Well, I feel the same way. You should not. You can have kids, but you shouldn't. Not if you're not responsible.
Listen.
I think you should be licensed.
They're gonna crucify you on the radio too. Watch, they're gonna get you on the internet. They're gonna talk about don't say we can't kids.
Oh, that's okay. I'm used to that. See, the difference is, I'm setting the tone. I'm dictator. And I don't give a damn. You say what you want. I'm entitled to my opinion. You don't like my opinion. You know what you could do. you know, what in the H-E-double-L you can do. And I don't give a mother mofo. How about that?
Yo, now let me ask you this. Do you think if somebody doesn't make enough work in one job, do you think that they should be able to have the right to go get assistance, stamps, with, you know, heap assistance, whatever, whatever? Do you think that that should be allowable?
Let me tell you something. As long as assistance is available and is legal, I think that you should be able to get it if you qualify.
Why?
And if you're working, if you're working and you're living under the poverty line, and there's no other way for you to do it, yeah, I think you should be able to get the assistance. I just think that the assistance should be monitored a little better, where, you know, there are jobs set aside just for people. In addition to regular jobs, obviously, there should be jobs set aside just for people who are trying to get back on their feet or trying to make more money. There should be jobs set aside specifically for that. And those employers that hire people that are in need of this type of work and in that situation should get a tax break for hiring those kind of, you know, for hiring within that sector.
Now, let me ask you this. If you work one job, right? You're my neighbor. We both live in a nice neighborhood, right? Our homes are $250,000, $250,000 a piece and up. And I come and I knock on your door, right? And I say, hey, Tone, you know, hey, we're neighbors. You know, it's Memorial Day. Hey, this is the most embarrassing thing in the world, but I can't pay my light bill. And you say, well, hey, what's going on? You fall on hard times? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I gave you some long story, you know, explaining the circumstances, blah, 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 blah. Business slowed down. And you say, you know what? Hey, man, we're neighbors. I'm sure you do the same for me. And you give me the money to pay my light bill. You slide $400 in my hands. And I came back the next month and asked you for the $400 again. And you said, hey, man, this is kind of, you know, kind of a lot of money to be giving you once a month, you know. But you know what, since you're my neighbor 2 months in a row, but hey, don't come back next month. And I come back next month anyway, the third month. What are you going to say? What are you not doing, right? What are you not doing that you can't afford to pay your bills to subsidize your life? Like, why are you asking me to, like, I got my own bill I got to pay. I got a wife. I got two kids just like you got. Right? That's what you would say if I had kids. What if I didn't have any kids? You would be like, yo, you don't even got kids. What are you doing that you're not? You should be working all the time. That's what you would say, right? So my thing is, I say the same thing to everybody else. Look, if you made the choice to lay down and have kids, you need to be figuring out a way that you can take care of your kids, and you need to figure out a long-term solution where you can do that. It's not that there are not jobs out there. There's jobs out there. You just don't want to take them. You just don't want to go ahead and work two jobs or do this and that to feel like you're living your life. You don't want to do that. But I'm like, look, if this is what you can control, because I don't care necessarily about the circumstances that knocked you down. Life knocks you down. Life happens. I'm with that. I agree. I think that you should give your fellow man some support, you know what I'm saying, in his time of need. But for how long? If you work one job and it's not enough to feed your baby now, what the hell you think it's going to be like in 5 years? It's going to be even worse. So you're going to keep on pulling money out of my pocket? I don't have kids. Why am I working three jobs? I don't have kids to feed you, and you got kids, and you only work on one job. It's nutty. It's bananas. Get up off. Exactly. Get up off your butt and go make it happen. You found somebody to babysit your kids when you wanted to get out there and go clubbing. You found somebody to babysit your kids when you wanted to go out there on a cruise with your dude. You need to find somebody to babysit your kids now so you can get off your ass and go get some money so you can feed his little ass, period. No excuses.
Wow.
None.
All right. Well, to all those that have kids and on welfare and then spent $200 in stamps to get some Memorial Day barbecue, let you know. There's some of us out here.
I hope you choke on them steaks, man. Come on, man, that seafood you got. You ain't, come on, man. You snack some ho-hos, all that soda, all them juicy juices. I hope you choke on all of that. You don't deserve that. That soldier deserves that. He's not getting that. His water is warm. He's probably getting like a bologna sandwich, a little rough pack as a meal. He's over there working 16 hours a day. You over here with a baby and a part-time job. Oh, I don't have enough, bitch.
You are crazy, man. We're about to take a break and get it popping. You know, we'll be back in and we're going to do our final tones and get up out of here, man.
We in this party and nobody
invited me. I'm
going crazy, I always use my best sense. But it don't matter cause I stay on my Fresh Prince. Maxin', relaxing, shooting some pooling, playing some b-ball outside of the schooling. Girls with their top off outside of the pooling, whips with the drop off outside of the Louvre. Just look stupid to be ignoring the DeLorean parked in front of Armani Emporium. Parties at Richie is getting risky. Victoria's Secret show, they miss me. Voices in my head, I need choices in my bed. Ah, get out my fucking head, it's just me and my bad bad. So you can say I'm on my Brad Pitt. Nah, back to the lot, familiar I'm aligned with. Before I betray them, I slip my wrist. At the top, it's just us. Cause I don't really trust. And we made it through the hurricane. Just celebrating like the Murray Jane. We gon' make it, that's on everything. True as girls get half naked every spring. It's saying, hey Kanye, we need you to go deeper than Tayson J. Cause my verses got pain. Chocolate rain, so many lines you photograph and it may ombre. Woo! On the radio, man, I miss myself. I need to just step back and kiss myself. Baby, just step up and kiss the belt. A little lower. That's what's up. Somebody pull her another cup. Is it too much to ask you keep your diamonds up? I swear until my time is up. My style sex in the shower. Fresh.
You're getting stoned to Setting the Tone Radio.
What's going on, my stoners? We are back. Me and Big Izzy holding it down for Memorial Day. It is doing splendid. We are almost out of here. We're on the final stretch. And just for you guys to know, of course, we are still on iTunes. We are coming up on our second year on air. And big changes coming. We got some big changes coming. Look out for us because we are going to be at a podcast list near you. We are already on Stitcher Radio. We are already on iTunes, and we are already on TuneIn. If you just search for Setting the Tone Radio, or just visit our website at settingthetoneradio.net, we are on, and it is always live. Always live. Our podcasts, we have shortened them down to about 45 minutes to 60 minutes. And we look forward to hearing your feedback. We're going to be launching some big things and hopefully merging with an even better team. So we got more shows coming on. So I'm really excited, Izzy, man. I think we've done a lot. We've covered a lot of good topics. We've had a lot of good hosts on. And
we are just going to get better and better. Yeah. Who's your favorite host?
My favorite host here on
your
Setting the Tone Radio?
Yeah.
My favorite co-host right now is going to have to be you, because otherwise you just walk out the studio. So
No. Well, I know I'm a good host, but I mean, like, I think, like, some of the most memorable shows we've had.
Uh-huh.
I think
what
it depended
think?
On the host. Now, I like,
yeah,
I really,
but depends
really,
on the topic.
Really, oh, God. I think there was something that they said something about jailhouse or something in disrespect of the law. So I don't know. I remember the joint we had with Cougar Mine.
Okay.
I think she had some very, very, very memorable shows. But I do want to go ahead and say shout out to our normal co-host, the Monk, and Cool Chick. Cool Chick had a,
yes,
family engagement. And the Monk is doing some things, too. They couldn't make it. Although I will say that's kind of fishy that she canceled and all of a sudden he canceled. I don't know, man. Might be some freaky geeks going on the radio, man. If y'all think something's going on, go ahead and let us know. Shoot us an email. She ain't never off, and then, he on. Every time she can't make it, he can't make it. I don't know. Well, that's just me.
It's quite interesting. But you know what? It's just we have good chemistry on air together, and I think that maybe it was just a situation with the holiday, it being a Memorial Day and everything. You know, Cool Chick off, Monk off. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's what. Yo, Monk, cool chick, we don't mean no harm, man. It's all love, man. You know, hey, go ahead, keep it in the family, man. You know what I'm saying?
It definitely like family. Oh, man. Speaking of family, it's about a few hundred homes got washed away over in Texas recently, right? Man.
Yeah, man. I saw
washed
that,
away.
Man. They show pictures, you know, your drawers and your socks and your little armoire just floating down. So, oh, my God. But you know
yeah,
what?
Man. I feel bad. After three people were killed.
I feel bad for the loss of life, but the loss of property, I don't feel bad, man. I don't. I can't.
Well,
I can't
you know what?
You know it's going to be a flood or a tornado or something to keep on coming through. Like, you need to move to where that stuff doesn't happen.
Well, you know what? I would say that, but I live in Atlanta, right? And when I got to Atlanta, the only thing that was, you know, like a huge mass, any sort of tragedy was when they stopped Freaknik. That was, like, tragic to me. But after that, there were, like, no natural disasters. There were no earthquakes or snowstorms. I mean, they had a snowstorm, what was it, last year, and we literally got, like, 1 to 3 inches. And we were paralyzed for days, which is obviously comical coming from Rochester, New York.
Right.
You know, but 1 year, I was downtown, and I kid you not, I was literally 3 blocks away from a tornado, and tornadoes shredded right through the middle of Atlanta in seconds. You know how you hear that saying, it came so fast you don't know what hit you? It literally came so fast, we did not know that a tornado just went by. All we knew was all the streetlights were bent back. There were pillows and stuff on the ground. Computers from Kinkles was on the ground. Kinkles was on the second floor. Everything was just that fast. Wow. Just like that. And it hasn't been a tornado since I know of.
Was it a couple of $1 million worth of damage or something? Or?
Oh, it was millions. It was millions. I mean, our Westin Hotel, if you look at our skyline from a couple of years when they were drawing the Westin, because it's like a cylindrical shape, and it's all glass. And so each glass is actually a different shape, slightly.
Oh.
And the manufacturer of that glass went out of business. So they were just like missing. It was like missing teeth in a cartoon. Someone gets knocked in the mouth. It was just missing teeth for years. It was like that. I don't know if they still. I think they got all their glass, their windows now. But it took a while. So you don't know when. I guess somewhere where it's prominent, like Miami. Miami's beautiful, but every year there's hurricanes. But you still live
in
Miami.
Doing? No, come on, man. Visit Miami. We could visit.
I'm just saying.
But I'm not living there knowing that tornadoes come every year. You out there with some plywood at damn Home Depot or Lowe's trying to cover up your windows? No, I'm cool, man.
But it's all worth it when the summertime comes.
Oh, yeah.
I guess that's what they say. Like,
listen,
it's all worth it.
If you'd have seen the ladies that I've seen this past week out here, oh, my God. Lord, I can only imagine what Atlanta and Miami look like. Because it looked crazy.
Oh, listen, we
got
to get you down here.
Oh,
when we open up the studio, next one, man, we are going to bring you down here. It's amazing. Is amazing.
No. I ain't got no kids. That's when I've been. I had six of them. I can't see. So I had my ass down to the World Fair Office next.
I'm just saying. Well, yo, there was a drought. Speaking of, well, see, we have an abundance of women, but there was a drought, as in water, over in California. That's as a matter of fact, it's still going on. And so they need to probably take some of that water over in Texas and Oklahoma and dump it over in California. That's probably, you know what, I wonder if our government playing with the weather. You know they got that ability.
Yeah, there was some Walmart.
Didn't they see the clouds over in
Louisville
too? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Get some buckets and ship it over to California and dump it, you know, there you go,
you
water.
Know, no, I'll tell you what it is. California's in the drought because they got all those freaking weed dispensaries over there. So they're trying to water all those bud plants so they can get all that tax money back. And that's why they ain't got no water over there to wash their behind.
Now look, you can't even wash your behind anymore, California. Get it together. I'm just saying. Get it together.
Oh, man.
Listen, man, we're going to head up out of here, man. We got to get back to our festivities on Memorial Day. But, America, we do appreciate you listening. If you will, just leave any feedback you want to at 404-590-4STT. You can text us or call us. And in the meantime, we will see you next week. But before we head out, we are going to do our final tones. And so, Izzy, you can start it off because I know you got something thought up already.
Oh, listen, 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 man. You know, summertime should be about the three B's. I used to work around kids for quite some time. And I used to tell them, man, look, man, three B's, man. Beach, barbecue, and some booty, man. Go ahead, live, laugh, and love. Enjoy your life. As far as my comments and my rhetoric, there are some people who I just may offend. And I wanted to go ahead and say this. You know, hey, I really, really mean this, man. If there's any show that you ever listen to, there's any time that you've heard my voice and some of my comments may have offended you, from the bottom of my heart, sincerely and truly, I want to tell you that I meant every goddamn word of it. Okay? Live, laugh, and love. That's my final song.
No doubt. And for me, I just feel like, hey, we are in a country where not everything's perfect. Not everything's perfect. Not everything's peachy creamy. There's definitely racism. There's definitely people that are snatching people for no reason. I don't know why you would kidnap somebody, but, you know, there's all kinds of crimes going on, all kinds of tragedies, yet we are still one of the superpowers out there. We are in a country where you can excel. You can own your own business. You can love people without fear of them being snatched out of their beds overnight, most times, unless you're into something you ain't supposed to. You know, you're in a place where you can prosper. And you're in a position where you can do more for yourself than maybe you could in other countries. So with that being said, maybe it's time we reflect. It's almost mid-year, 2015, and you can reflect and say, you know what, I'm going to take less time doing what I want to do on some leisure stuff and actually better myself and find ways to make my family more wealthy, make my family wealthier. And so that we can be in a position as a community and as a people to do more as an American or as an African American or Black American or Jewish American or whatever American you are. You know, if you take that time to invest more into yourself and your family, and not just on Memorial Day, but every day, then you could really reset that tone.
Isn't that what Dan does?
And that's the final tone.
You're getting stoned to Setting the Tone Radio.
Look, I get it in, I'm my own man. All the ladies say he's lying, they don't really want to leave him alone. I never follow the crowd, I'm setting my own trends. Baby girl, I'm setting the tone. I'm a trendsetter, 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 trendsetter. I'm a trendsetter. Trendsetter, 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 trendsetter. You should be a nice trendsetter.